Hello, hello, hello. Thank you. Thank you for joining The Relevancy Factor, a Veronda Bellamy-inspired podcast.
Hello, 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 everyone. I want to thank you all for joining me here. Today is all about prayer, so I really want to do a prayer for you guys. This is something that I'm going to be dropping here periodically going forward. So if you join me on social media, I definitely urge you to turn on your post notifications so that you're notified whenever I do drop a new podcast, and you're so that you're able to listen in on the actual podcast. So there's different things that I'm going to be discussing in addition to prayer. So it's important that you yield when you feel God pulling and tugging at your heartstring to go into a deeper fellowship with Him. Some of us may be looking for a church home. Some of us may be looking for better relationships. Some of us may be in a position of looking for, new jobs, starting businesses, dealing with kids and just dynamics, baby mama, baby daddy issues, new friendships and things like that. So we're all matriculating life in different ways. So it's important that you use prayer to help you navigate through these dynamics in a way that, you know, is going to be beneficial to you and those that are around you. So it's important that you do lean in and yield to whatever the Spirit is leading you to do. Yield, meaning listen and be obedient to what is being given to you. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and start the prayer now. You guys may be able to hear what's playing in the background. I don't know if this is going to stop. I hope not. If it does, then again, you need to turn on your post notifications, because I probably will not do another live. It'll just be me dropping a recording here so that you guys can listen to the playback of whatever has been shared. But if you guys can go ahead and just listen, close your eyes. Father God, so we come to you right now, God. We thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to even come to you on tonight, Father God. We are asking that your Holy Spirit will come and impart, just sit and lead this prayer tonight for the second time. We ask that you will forgive everyone that listens, even the ones that scroll past, God, that don't listen, God, that you will forgive all of us of our sins, the ones intentional as well as the ones unintentional, Father God. Lord, we're just asking, God, that you will meet us right where we are. Meet us where we are. Lord, stir up within us, God, something, God. Let everyone that's listening, God, feel your Spirit, God. Sit down within us, Father God. Continue, God, to just fellowship with us, speak to us, and lead us, Father God. Guide us in the path that you would have us to go, Father God. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you will continue to show us, God, where our strength comes from, Father God. Remind us that our strength is not of our own, Father God. So often we get tasked or we feel like we have to do things in our own strength, God. Let us be reminded on tonight and each night going forward, every day going forward, that our strength comes from you, God. So we feel like we do things in our own strength, but we don't, God. Our strength only comes from you. So when we get up in the morning, God, that is your strength, God. That's coming from you, God. When we have to put on our clothes, God, on a daily basis, that strength, God, is coming from you, Father God. To get in our cars, God, that strength, God, it comes from you. To be able to go and work out, God, that strength, God, it comes from you, God. To be able to go into a job, Father God, that strength, God, it comes from you. To be able, God, to pray, God, that strength, God, it comes from you, God. To be able to be parents, God, that strength, God, it comes from you, God. That strength, God, comes from only you, Father God. And Lord, I'm just asking, God, that we will be able to just know, God, going forward, that the strength that we have, God, is not of our own, God, that it comes from you, God, that it comes from you. So when we're feeling weak, God, let us be reminded to look to you, God, for the strength that we need, Father God, because it's already there, God. Let us know, God, that we're stronger than even the wind, Father God. That we're stronger, God, than even the sand, God. That we're stronger than anything that exists, God, because we have you that's living within us, Father God. We thank you, God, for living within us, God. We thank you, God, for continuing to watch over us, God. We thank you, God, for bringing us through a pandemic, God. We thank you, God, for bringing us through racial discrimination, God. We thank you, God, for keeping us in our clothes and our right minds, Father God. We thank you, God, for being a way maker, God. We thank you, God, for being a promise keeper, Father God. We thank you, God, for meeting us right where we are, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you, God, for you being who you are, Father God. We love you, God. We could not do this without you, God. God, you are mindful of us, Father God. What kind of God is that, that you are mindful of us, Father God? Let us not think more haughty of ourselves than we should, God. Let us be humble in everything that we do and we say, Father God. Let us be clothed in our right minds, Father God. Let there be a renewing of our mind on a daily basis that comes, Father God. A renewing, God. And that renewing comes from yielding, God, to your spirit, God. From going into your word, God, and reading, God, and letting your word really seep into our spirits, God. Let us hear your word, God, as we interact on a daily basis, Father God. Let our minds be completely renewed, God, that we can't even recognize who we used to be, Father God. Lord, we love you, God, and we thank you, God, for all the things that you've done for us, God, that you did not have to do, God. You are a big God. You are a big God. You're bigger than the universes, God. Lord, you are just all that and then some, God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, God. You are the beginning and the end, Father God. You are all that and then some, Jesus. And yet you're still mindful of who we are as sinners, God, born into sin. Born into sin, God. You said that we are royal priesthood, God, and that we are heirs to your throne, God. Let us be reminded, God, that all that we desire to have, God, is ours for the taking. If we believe, God, in who you are. In humbleness. And Lord, I'm just believing, God, that you will, God, continue, God, to lead us into businesses, lead us into new careers, lead us into a boldness of humility, lead us into our right minds, God, for those that are struggling with any type of mental illness. Even if medication is needed, so what? But there's a balance, God, that's going to come from those that are listening, God, even the ones that doesn't, God, that scroll past, God. We're seeking balance right now, God. Peace, God, in every relationship that we have, God. Peace, God. God, your word says, your peace I give. Your peace is always here for us, God. So let us choose peace going forward, God, in every interaction that we have, every relationship that we have, Father God. Let us choose peace. Let us desire peace, God, in our hearts, God, in our minds. Let love abound, God, in every relationship that we have, God. Let us extend grace, God, so the things that is done in heaven, God, let it be done on earth as well, Father God. So if grace is missing, God, let us learn to extend that grace, God, to our brothers and sisters, God, in Christ, Father God. Let us be slow to judge, slow to anger, quick to love, even quicker to forgive, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all the things that you've done for us, God. All the ways that you continue to make for us, Jesus. All the doors that you open for us, God. For every family member that we have, Jesus. We cover them right now in the blood of Jesus. For every enemy that we have, God, we ask that you will touch even them, Jesus. Do a new thing in them, God, and even bless them as well, Lord. Thank you, God. God, we praise you, God, because you are worthy of all the praise, God. You're worthy of all the praise, God. You're worthy of all the praise, God. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, God. God, let your word, God, continue, God, to go out into the land, Father God. Let it reach, God, and transcend, Father God. Let it penetrate, God, and remake, Father God. Lord, we just thank you, God, for healing, God. We thank you, God, for renewing, God. We thank you, God, for restoration, God. We thank you, God, for bringing us through a pandemic, Father God. We thank you, God, for continuing, God, to provide shelter. We thank you, God, for continuing, God, to provide us with food, Father God, and water, God, the essentials, Father God, for lights, God, for utilities, Father God, for all the things that we so often take for granted, God, for clothing, God. We thank you, God, for continuing, God, to just cover us, Father God. We thank you, God, for you just being who you are, God, a promise keeper, God, that you watch over us, God, every single day and night, Father God. And you don't have to, Jesus. Let us not take it for granted anymore. Let us not take it for granted anymore, God. Lord, we just thank you, Father God. And Lord, I just ask, God, that there will be a renewing that comes from this, God. That there will be a renewing, that your spirit will sit and rest and lead. And that people will begin to yield to the spirit, God. That people will listen to what the Holy Spirit is leading us to do and say and be obedient. Be obedient to what the Spirit of God is saying, to what the Word of God says. Be obedient to that thing. Lord, I'm thanking you right now, God, for all the new things that's going to come about, God. I praise you right now, and I celebrate it right now. In the name of Jesus, I can see it happening. I see victory. I see victory. And I thank you right now, God. I thank you for the victory, God. I thank you for the healing, God. I thank you for the restoration. I thank you for all the new things, God, that's coming, Father God. I thank you for the faith walks. I thank you for all the things that people are just proclaiming, God, right now. If wherever you are, if you're in your bed, just praise God and just tell him thank you. Spend more time with him. He yearns for that time, that fellowship with him. Just tell him thank you. Praise him. Hallelujah. That's the highest praise. If you can't say anything, just say hallelujah. Just praise him for who he is. Praise him for who he is. Praise him for who he is. Press in with him. Learn to speak in your heavenly language. Learn to speak in your heavenly language. If you believe in Jesus, if you believe in who he is and you are a Christian, then you have been imparted with the gift of speaking in tongues. It's important that you learn to speak in and you become comfortable with speaking in your tongue. If you're needing help with that, then I'm going to urge you to go to my bio, click discovery call so I can work with you on that. Speak in your heavenly language. Speak in your heavenly language. Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity, God, to be used as a vessel. Lord, I ask that the words that I've spoken, God, will meet everyone that it's intended for. Lord, that you will continue to decrease Veronda Bellamy, increase yourself, God, so much that the only thing that people will experience is you, Father God, and not me. I don't want to be seen, Father God. Let it be only you and your light, Father God. I thank you, God, for the opportunity, God. I don't take it lightly, Jesus. All the things I've prayed, I count it done. In the matchless name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen again. Thank you all for joining. I hope that this prayer is a blessing to you and whatever you're dealing with right now. Please go back and invite your friends, your family members to listen in on this. You can join me online if you're not following me. I'm on all social media at Veronda Bellamy. Instagram is where you can find me the most. And you can find and turn on your post notifications there so that you are notified whenever I do go live or if I am posting anything new so that you're notified whenever anything drops from me. So again, thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you. Thank you for joining The Relevancy Factor, a Veronda Bellamy inspired podcast.